Hi guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, the podcast. This is episode 105. I'm Christy, your host, and I'm freshly back from vacation. I just had my first vacation alone with my husband in a good 11 years. So that was amazing to be able to go away and kind of reconnect and have that time as a couple again, because it's been quite a bit since we had both of our boys. Anyway, I wanted today to talk about the idea of being neutral, because it's something that I'm working on. It's something that I continue to hear about over and over again by like high performers. So people that, you know, a while ago I said that I was really going to be working on myself in a way that I don't allow my emotions to basically get the best of me, to master my emotions. And I said it to my assistant, but I said that my goal was to be able to harness my emotions and not be subject to, like, you know, the wind of change by like somebody pissing me off, somebody insulting me, somebody annoying me. Like, I want to be in charge of myself. I don't want any outside factors to control how I feel. Because once you allow those things to control how you feel, it controls then how you act, how you react to things, and how you behave in life. So being neutral to me is kind of a superpower. Now, when I thought through being neutral, so basically not allowing the bad things to get in, but it's also not allowing the good things to lift you way too high as well. And so when I thought about it like that, I was like, well, I still want to be able to enjoy my life and enjoy myself, but I think you can. I don't think that dulling down excitement is necessarily the meaning of being neutral. I think so. It's basically being neutral is being like very level and being very like conscious and in the middle of, you know, I guess the energy field. Not being too high, meaning like not letting things get to your head and become like egoic, and also not getting too low, meaning like not letting external factors or even like your own internal factors, like your thoughts about yourself and all of that, be able to control how you feel. So like I said, when I was thinking about not being able to experience things on the high, like when things are going really well, I think you can experience things and enjoy them and really relish in the happiness and the level of joy that you're experiencing. But I do think that I know for myself anyway, in the past, I've let those feelings of joy either make me have a bigger ego and make me feel self-important and make me feel on top of the world, when really it's not meant to feed the ego. Like, good things that happen to you and things that you accomplish aren't meant to feed the ego. They're just meant to come and pass. Just like the way bad things are meant to come and then they pass. And the things that happen that are bad, by definition, like things that hurt us or upset us or disappoint us, those things are, I look at them as lessons. I look at them as like, okay, that was disappointing. I really wanted that to happen for my life, for my family, for whatever, for my business, and it didn't. So let me take like 6 really deep breaths and exhale slowly and calm myself down, like almost like just calm my nervous system down. Because when we take blows and when we have disappointments in our lives or like things trigger us, we're having like a whole cocktail of adrenaline and cortisol and all of these like things going on in our brain and our body that are making us feel a certain way. So what I do to start the process is harness that. And the only way I know to harness it is by changing my breath. And also changing, like, if I decide to, like, just start doing, like, rigorous jumping jacks or just changing my physiology, changing my body. So I'll take some deep breaths if I'm somewhere that I need to be discreet, or if I'm somewhere private, I'll, like, literally start jumping up and down and just try to get my blood going in a different way. It's basically all that it is. I'm just literally shaking myself up like the way you shake up a cocktail, so I don't have to feel and experience those bad emotions in that way. And then I collect myself and I try to think. And sometimes, I mean, Jesus, sometimes it takes days. Sometimes it takes a shorter amount of time, but that's the way I harness the negative. And then regarding the positive things and the highs of life, the things that we can celebrate and rejoice and feel proud of ourselves, I'm learning that too, because I'm learning that you can, you know, build your self-confidence and you can build your, you know, it's almost like building the value of yourself, but it's not by identifying yourself with your accomplishments. Because yourself is something totally separate from what you do and what you achieve in your physical body. What you are is essentially one with the universe. Like, we're all connected through our energies. We're all connected. What I believe is we're all connected through our common needs as human beings. So what I've heard and what I've learned and what I know for myself is that I have a sense of wanting, you know, to feel a part of a community. I have a sense of wanting to feel loved. I have a sense of wanting to feel understood, or at least acknowledged. And to me, those are like literally the pillars and the most important things about myself. And that's what I think at the core, I think is what is at the core of every single human. I think everybody wants to feel love. Everybody wants to feel heard, understood, or acknowledged at least, and just to share. I love to share. It makes me feel so, it fills me with so much joy to share. Even just to get on this podcast, I don't know if like one person or zero people or 100 people are listening, but I love getting on here as just kind of like a form of wanting to connect to you and wanting to connect to people and speaking my truth and wanting people to, I don't know, hopefully in some way get some value out of listening to my journey. I really think that those are the things that everybody wants in the world. And I think we try to seek those things and those feelings. I think we try to seek the feelings of belonging and worthiness and love through external things. Like, for instance, like the Porsche that I want. I want it. I do. I would love to have it. I think it would bring me some joy. I think it would make me feel, you know, like I've accomplished. But in the past, the interesting thing is, though, if I had gotten that in the past, I think it would have made me feel self-important. I think it would have made me feel like hot shit or something. And you know, at this point in my life, it's just something pretty that I would love to have. It's not something that would define me. I think that's the difference in my evolution, because I think 5 years ago it would have been like an ego play, whereas now it's more of just like a, it's just something that I could enjoy, you know. And I think that's a huge step in my evolution and my growth, and I feel really happy to actually be able to acknowledge that. I don't think that external things are as important as they used to mean to me. They used to mean something to my, to the inside of my heart, and I thought that that was who I was, but it actually was just my ego in play. It was my inflated ego in play in a huge way. And now, as I mature, as I grow, as I evolve, I'm realizing that the things that are so deeply important to me are my human connections. The human connections I have with my children, with my husband, with my family and friends. Those are the things that like move me. I feel it in my heart. Even as I'm speaking it, it just feels like, you know, the most important and valuable things in my world. So anyway, I hope you guys liked this little bite-sized episode. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast. And anybody who's listening for the first time, you can go to www.stylereform.fashion. And for your first purchase, get 20% off with the code POD, P-O-D. We're coming out with new sweatshirt designs and new legging designs this week. Can't wait to shoot them. So we'll be sending out email announcements for when the new stuff is launching. I'm so excited about it. Fall is kind of right around the corner. We're not quite there yet, but from a fashion perspective, we're on calendar for fall. So I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.